On customer support, my name is Joseph, the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Hi, yes. My name is George Hong. I received my Citibank credit card statement. I find that they charged me the $49.89. I don't know. In the December 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Not to remember by anything about that. So, could you help me check it?
Okay. I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I will need to first pull up an account. Can I please have, if you don't mind, can you please provide me with the zip code and first and last name, please?
First name George, George. Last name Hong.
And the zip code?
11354.
Okay. I'm looking for that name, sir.
Hello?
I'm here. I'm looking for that name, sir.
Okay.
Provide me with that zip code one more time, please.
Okay. Six.
Sir, hello?
Yeah.
Provide me with that zip code, please, one more time.
11354.
11354.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and the spelling of the last name?
Last name, Hong.
And the first name was George, correct?
Yeah.
And I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about.
Shipping address is 4028 College Point Boulevard, apartment 1212, Flushing, Flushing, New York, 11354.
Can you have locate an account with the information you just said, the shipping address that would be on the account? Hello?
Hello?
The shipping address? What would be the shipping address on this account? Can you verify that, please?
Okay, so...
So I've pulled up an account with that first and last name, sir, and that zip code. But I'm just trying to make sure I have the proper account pulled up, so I need you to just verify the shipping for me. Can you verify that, please?
Yeah. It's him.
Okay, what's that shipping?
Okay. 4028 College Point Boulevard, apartment 1212, Flushing, New York, 11354.
Okay, thank you. I've pulled up an account with information today. Allow me just a moment to review the account real quick, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm looking over the account. I do see this is in regards to the meal planning app, sir. Again, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. I do see that you had entered a contest for the Dyson's vacuum, and that allowed you to place the order for the meal planning app called Bites Hub. That was going to be a monthly subscription for that meal planning app, sir. Now, do you see it's been canceled out, and you were wanting to file a fraud claim, is what you were saying. Is that correct, sir? Hello?
Okay.
Were you wanting to file that as fraud, sir? Is that correct? So the yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't want that one. So could you put the money back to my credit?
So the account's been canceled out, sir. I'm shown in the notes it was canceled out by the previous representative you spoke with before you were transferred over to me, sir. I apologize, but I do see in the notes that they were stating that you never made this charge or did the survey, you were wanting to file a fraud claim. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy to assist you with that today. And just to verify, did anyone else in your household place the order?
I don't know what you say. Could you repeat? Hello?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I don't understand what you said. Could you repeat?
So I'm looking over the account so I can file this as fraud for you, sir. So I just need to verify, is there any currently a dispute with your bank for this charge, sir? Is there currently a dispute with your bank for this charge, sir?
Yeah.
You have filed a dispute with your bank?
I'm not clear what you
need. Did you file a dispute with your bank for this discharge, sir? For the amount of the meal planning app, the $49.87, did you dispute that with your bank or financial institution?
I want to take my money back, return to the credit card. So I never receive anything from your company.
I understand, sir, and I'm trying to file a dispute for you, but I have to verify a couple of things. One thing being, is there currently a dispute for these charges? Is there currently a dispute with your bank for the charge, sir? Did you file a dispute?
Yeah.
You did file a dispute with your bank, sir?
I don't want to you send anything to us, so I also want to take my money back to the credit card. That's it.
So when you did you speak with your card company about these charges? Did you speak with your card company about this charge, sir?
No.
So you have not spoken with them yet. You called us first. Is no. that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that.
Okay.
So I'll be happy to go ahead and proceed forward with filing a fraud claim for you today. Now, do you need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities. Okay.
Do you need eye contact, my city?
So whenever
bank?
Do you
need eye contact my Citibank credit
we,
card?
We can handle it, sir. I'm working on handling. So I do need to let you know whenever we file any type of fraud claim, we will contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where this order took place online. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim, sir?
Okay, you will handle that, right?
Yes, sir. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing as fraud?
Okay. So, may I have your name, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. So, would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud?
Could you repeat your name, please?
My name is Joseph, sir. I'm the floor supervisor.
Yeah, I know your supervisor.
J-O-S-E-P-H.
J-L-E.
No. J-O-S-E-P-H. Joseph. Joseph.
Okay. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And is there any...
So everything okay, right?
Okay, sir. Would you like me to proceed forward with the fraud claim for you, sir? Would you like me to file this as fraud for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I will file this as fraud for you, sir. Please stay on the line while I file this as fraud. I'll have a confirmation number in just a few moments. Please stay on the line.
Okay. So you give me the confirmation number, right?
I will give you in just a few moments, sir. Please stay on the line.
Okay. I'm waiting for you. That's a confirmation number, correct?
I'm here. I'm working on the refund for your fraud claim and the filing the fraud. Please stay in the line.
Okay. I'm waiting for you on the line. Okay.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on your fraud claim, sir. And the refund. Okay. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so I got this file, this fraud. I'm just working on your refund. Thank you.
Oh.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, I'm waiting for you.
Okay, so I've got that refund issued for you. The refund will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I have a confirmation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, please.
And it's going to be for the $49.99. That confirmation number is going to be 6856281998. Yes, sir, and at $49.89 will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay. Let me repeat the confirmation number. 6852819998, right?
Correct. That is correct, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, sir. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.